listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about what it means to be anointed, speaking from 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1, where we read this. Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance?" The people of Israel demanded a king, and God gave them one. Even though their desire for a king showed that Israel rejected God's leadership, God led a man named Saul to the prophet Samuel. And then God told Samuel that this was the man to become the first king of Israel. The prophet then did something memorable to declare Saul as king. Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head. This was a literal anointing of Saul. You see, the word anoint means to rub or sprinkle on, to apply an ointment or oily liquid to. When Samuel poured this oil on his head, Saul was anointed with oil. But in the Bible, the idea of anointing is much more significant. The oil poured out on Saul's head and running down his body, flowing from his head, it was a picture of what God did in him spiritually. You see, the Holy Spirit was poured out on him. The Holy Spirit was equipping him for the job of ruling as king over Israel. Now, as Christians under the new covenant, we also have an anointing. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 says, "But you have an anointing from the Holy One." In the New Testament sense, anointing has the idea of being filled with and blessed by the Holy Spirit. In the New Testament, anointing is not just for a few special believers. This is something that is the common property of all Christians, but something we can and should become more submitted to and responsive to. After the anointing, Samuel kissed him. Now, this was not only a greeting that was familiar in that culture, it was also a sign of Samuel's support of Saul. It was important for the king of Israel to feel this support from the man of God. The prophet explained it all to the new king. He said, "Is it not because the Lord has anointed you?" God anointed Saul, and there were many aspects to this anointing that were especially memorable to Saul. It was a secret anointing, because it was not yet time to reveal Saul as king to the nation. As Christians, our anointing often comes in a private way, not necessarily in a public ceremony for show. It was a memorable and evident anointing, because Saul's head was drenched with oil. Psalm 133, verse 2 describes how messy an anointing could be. It says, "It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down the beard and running down on the edge of his garments." As Christians, our filling and empowering of the Holy Spirit should be memorable and evident. Saul could look back on this event and know that God called him to something special as Israel's king. Saul had his anointing. We read about it right here in 1 Samuel chapter 10. But as a follower of Jesus, you have your anointing for what God calls you to be and what he calls you to do. So receive it from him today and live in it always.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.